Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. I am so glad to be back. And if this is your first time or your first episode on this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, changing your habits, your beliefs, and your thoughts, shifting your imagination so that you can start being more creative, changing the way you think and move so that you can just be the greatest person and live out your fullest potential, okay? That is the goal and purpose of this podcast. And as you can see by the title, I will be talking about the law of attraction. And this, honestly, will probably be my last episode addressing the law of attraction. You know, I'm to the point where I know what it is. You know, I have addressed it enough times on this podcast. You should know what it is. And I'm not going to get into it anymore after this, you know. I may speak about manifesting a little bit here and there, but I will not most likely be addressing the law of attraction again after this on this podcast. I feel, like I just said, that I've spoken it enough for you to grasp the understanding of it. So today, I want to speak to the non-believers, okay? The churchgoers, the Christians, the people who believe that it's woo-woo and based solely on spirituality and has no substance or evidence to back the theory of this law. That's who I'm talking to today. So today, I'm coming with some knowledge and some wisdom and some facts, okay, from before our time, before we ever even reincarnated on this earth, that will back the truth about the law of attraction. So let's get into it. So first of all, let me say this. Just because you hear spiritualists speak about the universe and a higher power, God, source energy, infinite intelligence, and all the many other names that we use, okay, doesn't mean we don't have a belief system. That is a misconception. Sometimes I say universe, sometimes I say higher self, sometimes I say God, but generally they are all one and the same. God is energy. Everything is energy. The universe is energy. God created the universe. So basically, it's whatever that governs this world and dimensions, okay? It's all energy created from the same source. The name is just a label. That's all it is, fam. It's just a label. Do I believe in God? Absolutely, without a doubt. We talk every day. We have these conversations about what I want to manifest in my life on a daily basis. God is the universe, a higher power, the source, all right? That's for the people who like to throw Bible verses at me from time to time, like your girl don't already know. I know the Bible. I know the Quran, okay? But I need you to know that there are so many religions in existence. So who's to say just one is the one to follow? In most of those teachings, there are similar lessons. And though for me, okay, for me, I choose the word that best fits my spirit, that aligns with who I am and my heart, okay? So let's get into Bible verses that are related to the law of attraction. And you may be skeptical of it about, of what am I trying to say? You may be skeptical at the moment about the law of attraction. If you are, you know, a non-believer in what it is, maybe it's because you don't understand, okay? So typically, when you hear about the law of attraction, most people talk about obtaining material gain. And it's not all about material gain. The law of attraction is to get you to align yourself and be more in harmony and balance and peace with who you are internally, so that can show up for you externally. And I'm about to get into that. But most people think that it's about obtaining material gain in this physical world. But let's be real. It's more than that. It's about connecting your spiritual world with your physical world. For the people in the back, the law of attraction is about connecting your spiritual world with your physical world. You may not have ever heard Jesus directly use the term law of attraction, but it's in there. The references, the principles and the teachings is there, fam. So it's not all woo-woo as some may believe, all right? We didn't pull this out of thin air, okay? There are facts that back what I am saying about the law of attraction here. And that's just it. The law of attraction is about belief. What you believe is what you attract back to you, period. Everything revolves around belief. That's what I believe, okay? Everything revolves around what you believe, you yourself as a person. So the first verse that I'm going to decipher is Matthew 21 and 22. It states that in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Whatever you pray for, believe, and it shall be given to you. It may not come the way you expect or at the time of need, but it will come. So the law of attraction says, when you ask for something and believe that you can have it in your mind, all right, believing in your mind being the key words here, that activates this attraction or energetic pull towards it to manifest for you. But the most important factor, again, is on the belief, because if you don't believe you can have it, then it's not possible for you to see it manifest. All right? So let's move on. Let's go to Mark 11 and 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Now, it doesn't say believe is going to come one day. All right? It doesn't say believe that it's going to be here tomorrow or it's going to be someday in the future. No, it doesn't say that. It says, believe you have received it, meaning that you have already received what you have asked for. And just like the law states, you have to act as if it's already yours by imagining and feeling how it feels to have already received it. That's the basis of the law of attraction and manifestation. And it's all right here in the good book. Ask and it shall be given. He wants you to ask, okay? I made a whole episode about asking the right questions. You can go back and listen to that. But he wants you to ask and feel deserving of what you are asking for, so that you can become a vibrational match to your desire. And don't leave out the self-belief, okay? You have to believe in yourself that what you're asking for, you can achieve. Because the law of attraction alone may not get you everything you desire. the many other universal laws in this universe, along with the law of attraction, such as the law of action, will help you manifest the things that you are asking about, the things that you are desiring. This law alone cannot do that for you. The law of attraction talks about how your inner world is a reflection of your outer world. For the people in the back, your inner world, what you believe, what you feel, what you think inside, is a reflection of your outer world, meaning that's what shows up for you. That's the belief system. That's that belief system and mindset you have cultivated over time, okay? So Luke 17 and 21 says, the kingdom of heaven lies within. When you spend so much time focusing on outside things, all right, what's going on outside of you instead of the inside, you move yourself out of alignment with God. God is in you. Internal is where you want your main focus to help bring you inner peace externally. Okay? So that you can start to witness that inner peace. Everything you need is within you. I just said that, but I have to say it again. Your peace is within you. Your joy is within you. Your love is within you. Your happiness is within you. If you choose to focus on that from the inside out. In other words, and you always hear me say, if you continuously listen to this podcast, nothing outside of you can control your happiness, your love. That's all within you, and you have control over that. John 10 and 13 says, I and my Father are one. For me, this means that there's no separation, all right? That goes back to the law of oneness. We are from the same source of energy, and we all have the power to go within and create what we desire to see show up in our reality. So let me tell a little story here about my experience with the law of attraction from the beginning when I first learned about it. So I made a vision board back in 2019. And quite a few of those things have manifested for me, okay? They manifested already. And it's beautiful. I remember first learning about The Secret, all right, by Rhonda Byrne, and The Law of Attraction. Reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and he speaks about the Law of Attraction. Listen to Neville Goddard, all right? Listening to Esther Hicks speak about Abraham Hicks, Ralph Smart, and choosing to test out the law of attraction on my own. Some of the wild stories and things that have came into my awareness simply by playing with the law of attraction has blown my mind. And y'all, it has been so crazy. I don't even want to tell some of the stories because you probably wouldn't even believe it because I didn't even believe it. Okay, on my vision board, I had a picture of the cast of this Dish Nation, okay? And if you don't know what that is a television show that talks about news and things going on, you know, in the world. Something in me just said, hey, you need to add this to your vision board. So I did. A year and a half later, I started this podcast around the same time that I started learning about the law of attraction. But a year and a half later, I'm having this beautiful conversation about life, goals, and dreams with one of the hosts of Dish Nation. And I remember thinking about it a lot, you know, before this ever even came to fruition for me. I would pretend to be interviewing them I would pretend like I was answering interview questions. And guess what? Eventually, it manifested. All out of belief. All out of visualization. Which brings me to Romans 12 and 2. But you can go listen to that episode with Head Crack. It is the second episode of season 3 of this podcast. If you would like to listen to that. But that was on my vision board. But Romans 12 and 2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. In other words, change your mindset, okay? Release all of the old stagnant beliefs and create a new one. The book that changed my life, Around, written by Dr. Joe Dispenza, is how to lose your mind and create a new one. And I give him that credit for allowing me to do that. Don't limit yourself from achieving your full potential. And I'm nowhere near my fullest potential. I know that. But each and every day I wake up, I try my best to remember all of the things that I teach here on this podcast in my day-to-day basis. But you have to be in alignment with your truest desires. And that begins with your thinking, okay? I had to change a lot of my thinking. You know, I told y'all before I was going down a rabbit hole. And it was not looking good for me, fam. So I had to change a lot, okay? And I had to have faith in who I was and what I believed. Because faith is self-belief. Believing in your abilities, your mental power, and your talents to help you manifest and attract what you want in life. Okay, so I had to renew my faith, I would say, or restore my faith. Luke 6 and 38 says, give and it will be given to you. That's your vibrational frequency, okay? So what you're sending out, all right, what you're broadcasting, because whatever it is that you are sending out, that's what you're getting in return. That's the law of attraction. It's right there. Give and it will be given to you. So what are you giving right now? Okay? You feel good, you attract good. You feel love, you attract love. You feel angry, you attract anger. You scrolling through social media, Facebook, okay, in depression, because you ain't got nothing better to do with your time, or you can't create better things for yourself at this moment, because you're in this depression, okay, then your feed, your news feed on your Facebook and social media will in return show you more depression. Because that's what you are giving, okay? You get what I'm saying, all right? You're picking up what I'm putting down. Stay aware of your feelings and emotions on a regular basis. It is a practice, but you can do it. Make a shift and see things change for you. Be mindful of the things you embody. Embody. On the inside. And last but not least, all right, your girl gonna talk about, because this podcast, all right, this podcast is about mindset growth, spirituality, raising your levels of consciousness. So I'm gonna end this episode with Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh, so is he. For the people in the back. As a man thinketh, so is he. So the law of attraction says, you are what you believe, whether you believe it or not. What you believe, you can achieve or you believe you can't. Either way, you are right. Your thoughts become a reflection of who you are for the people in the back. Your thoughts become a reflection of who you are. As a man thinketh, so is he. The law of attraction also says that thoughts become things. When we can learn to shape and control and mold our thinking, we will inevitably shape our actions. Because once you change your mindset, then you begin to act differently. Like Dr. Joe Dispenza says, with new thoughts comes new information, which causes you to have and make new choices, which causes you to make new behaviors, all right? And it causes you to have new emotions. So, like I said, when you shape and control your thinking, you will inevitably control your actions, because you need that law of action also to help you manifest what you desire. So who you are on the inside, in your heart, has to align with who you are on the outside. So don't say one thing and then go out in the world and be somebody else. This just backs the fact that the power of thought creates your reality. Again, so a reminder for today, in the words of Mahatma Gandhi, to some extent. It wasn't the exact words, but you know how I do. I mix a few things up and I put it together and it works, okay? So Mahatma Gandhi says, when your words and actions, what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony, you will come to love and trust yourself on a whole new level. Believe that. Believe that, okay? So is the law of attraction real? Absolutely. Yes, it is real. For me, it is real because I have witnessed it. I have experienced it, and I experience it on a daily basis because I play with it. I try it out, and it works. So try it for yourself. And I have a video on my YouTube channel over at the Guiding Light Guru of small things you can ask for. And you have to be very specific when you're asking for things using the law of attraction. But go watch that video. Try it out for yourself. All right? For you non-believers. All right? But the key thing that I want you to remember, if you don't remember anything I said in this whole episode, I want you to remember, if you don't believe, you might as well not even try. Because remember what I said? If you don't believe, then you're not going to see it show up and manifest in your life. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful and beautiful sunshiny day today. It's Friday, and if it ain't no sunshine, you can go dance in the rain. If it's cold where you are, all right, get by the fire, you know what I'm saying, and allow that creativity to flow. But I hope that I have, again, addressing the law of attraction, help you understand it a little bit more. And like I said, I ain't bringing this back up again, okay? You know what it is. I've explained it enough here, and I think this will help some of the people who are non-believers believe in the law of attraction and understand that it's more than just gaining material things in this world when it comes to talking about the law of attraction. It's about connecting yourself spiritually, all right, to the physical world, all right, because we are spiritual beings out here, you know, trying to live our lives. So again, I love you. Thank you. Share this podcast with a family member or a friend. All right? Share it on your social media. And just know that your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, is always here to talk to you. You can follow me on my Instagram, my Facebook. The links will be in the description of this episode. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, on my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good, high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.